ATE Part 1. Don't stress it. A very common problem for learners of English is incorrect word stress in words that end with ATE. In fact, almost every student I have worked with has had difficulty with this. Almost everybody makes the mistake of putting the stress on the ATE ending. Here's the rule. Do not put stress on ATE. Put it two syllables before that ending. So, the three-syllable word celebrate has stress on the first syllable, not the last. Celebrate, not celebrate. And the four-syllable word eliminate has stress on the second syllable. Eliminate, not eliminate. Here are some more examples. Three-syllable words. Accurate. Delicate. Demonstrate. Fabricate. Fluctuate. Isolate. Moderate. Populate. Separate. Tolerate. Vertebrate. Violate. Four-syllable words. Approximate. Certificate. Communicate. Deliberate. Elaborate. Evaporate. Incorporate. Infuriate. Investigate. Negotiate. Refrigerate. Subordinate. There are hundreds of three- and four-syllable words that end with ATE, but only just a few do not follow the rule. For example, elongate, interrelate, oxygenate, reinstate, relocate. Five- and six-syllable words. There are a few five- and six-syllable words with ATE, and they also follow the same rule. Decontaminate. Differentiate. Hyperventilate. Intermediate. Rehabilitate. Intercommunicate. So, with only just a small number of words that do not follow the rule, it means that virtually every time you see a new word with ATE, you can confidently predict the stress. What about two-syllable words? Most two-syllable words that end with ATE have stress on the first syllable. Here are just a few of many examples. Agate, climate, dictate, donate, frustrate, hydrate, inmate, locate, magnet, mandate, migrate, narrate, notate, primate, private, rebate, rotate, senate, translate, vibrate. However, some two-syllable words do have stress on the ATE, such as create, debate, deflate, elate, equate, estate, inflate, innate, irate, negate, ornate, relate, sedate. Some of these words are used fairly frequently, and perhaps this pattern influences learners of English to follow a similar stress pattern for all other words with ATE. Now that you know the stress pattern, did you notice something else about ATE endings? Sometimes the A sounds like A, and sometimes it sounds like the reduced vowel known as schwa. This difference is explained in ATE Part 2.